At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Hey everyone, this extra bonus episode is brought to you by Hunt a Killer. So go to huntakiller.com/confessionals to get 10% off your first box. Show some support to Hunt a Killer because they're showing support to the show. Let's go.
This was all circulating around the base that a giant had been killed, but no one was supposed to talk about it.
I saw three long bony fingers reach up underneath the door, curl up to grab it, and then disappear.
When he came over to me, dude, he slithered over to me.
And this giant comes out of the cave, and they're all frozen. And he starts running and firing at this giant. But the giant moves. He's got a spear in one hand, and he's running really fast, and spears Dan holds him up like this. Somebody else, shoot him in the face, shoot him in the face. They basically decapitate him.
Got closer. When he got about 15 yards away from me, I raised that 12 gauge and I blow his head off.
I feel something pulling at my leg. And I look over and there are two small gray entities pulling at me. And they're literally, I'm getting pulled off the bed.
I reached my hand into this bush and I touch air. Couldn't breathe and I couldn't move because I know I'm seeing a monster.
Welcome to the show, everybody. You're listening to The Confessionals. I am your host, Tony Merkel. Thank you for being here. If you've had an encounter or story you'd like to share with me on the show, go ahead and shoot me an email. My email address is theconfessionalspodcast@gmail.com. That's theconfessionalspodcast@gmail.com. Or go to the website, theconfessionalspodcast.com. Hit the connection section. You can reach me that way as well. Either way works for me. Just get a hold of me. Now, this week we have a little bit of a bonus episode. This is a Hunt a Killer sponsored episode. So we're not going to do any iTunes shout outs. We're not going to do the Patreon shout outs. We're going to say that for the Tuesday show. But if you want, please go to iTunes and leave a rating and review. And if you're interested, we do have a Patreon page at patreon.com/theconfessionals. And you can sign up to become a patron and get a lot of bonus extra content. So that's always fun and nice. And also, I want to let you know, we are doing our YouTube show live December 9th, 2018 at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We are doing this show to celebrate episode 100, which is going to be dropping on Tuesday. I'm very excited about it. So what we're going to do is we're going to do a special live show on YouTube, and the show is going to be called Ask Tony Anything. And literally, I mean anything. You can ask me any question you would like. It doesn't have to be about the show. It could be about my favorite color or my favorite car. I don't really care what the question is, or it could be about the show. I don't care. But ask me any question. Send me your questions at theconfessionalspodcast@gmail.com. In the subject line, just write Ask Tony Anything, and then in the body of the email, write your question. And we'll get to it on the show on December 9th, 2018 at 6:30 p.m. on YouTube. On YouTube, I said. So go to the YouTube, look up The Confessionals, and hit subscribe, and hit that little bell that will remind you when we go live so you don't miss this live show. It's going to be awesome. Me and my brother are going to do it together. It's going to be great, fantastic. You're going to love it. But today we're bringing on Adriel, and Adriel is going to share experiences that he's had throughout his life, but particularly speaking of when he was visited by demons and angels. So let's get to Adriel right now.
Hey,
All right, tonight I have a great guest coming on. I have Adriel. Adriel, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good, man.
Good, good, good. So you have had some interesting things happen throughout your life. And let me first say that your wife emailed me your story, and I thought it was really good. But she didn't ask to be on the show. So I was like, well, you know, do you want to be on the blog? And I posted, and you guys said yes. So I posted your stories on our blog on the website, and it got a lot of traction. A lot of people really liked reading your stories and commenting on, you know, what you experienced and stuff. It really got a lot of reviews. So I thought, you know what, why don't I ask them to have you on the show? And fortunately you guys said yes. So here you are. But you have throughout your entire life have had these experiences where you've seen things that most people don't see. So the first time it happened to you, you saw a demon, and then you saw an angel interacting with that demon. So let's just start there. And what happened? Where were you? And just give us the details of where you were, what was going on when that happened to you.
Right. So first of all, thank you for letting me for being your show. Big fan. My wife is a bigger fan than I, but... So, yeah. So when I was about 9 or 10 years old, I didn't really like sleeping in my room that much. So I would always go to my parents' room or one of my older brother's rooms. So in this case, I, you know, asked my second oldest brother, hey, can I just go to sleep with you in the room or whatnot? And I wasn't going to go to sleep on the bed with him because I was like, you know what? I'm not going to be with that. I'm just going to go sleep on the floor, set up a blanket and a pillow. I'm good. So while I'm sleeping, I feel myself get out of my body, but it felt like real. So while I feel that, I'm looking around in the room and seeing everything, but I feel my body on my pillow, but I can like feel myself also looking around. So then while I'm in this state, I look behind me and I see the demon, hands on his knees, crouched down about maybe 3-5 foot away from me in front of the closet door, staring at me and just smiling. And for some reason, I wasn't scared. I was calm, but I was just staring at him back for like a solid 20 seconds. And I grew up in church, and like people always say, oh, when you see those things, you know, rebuke, you know, tell them to go away. But for some reason, as a kid in that moment, I didn't feel like doing that. I was just staring at it because I was like, what is going on here? So I don't know where I feel to look at the window in the room. And when I'm looking at the window in the room, I see this angel just going through the window, landing inside the room. And while I'm looking at him, the demon is still staring at me and smiling at me. Like, this demon was scary looking, and I don't understand why I wasn't like that scared. Like, he had like a menacing face. He looked like a monster. I'm going to explain a little bit how the demon looked like. And he had sharp teeth. His skin texture was kind of like burned and rotten at the same time. In the blog, my wife put that he had a shirt on, but later on I remembered that he did not have a shirt on. So okay. I could see his skin color, which was like, it was kind of like a, like in between the cracks of the burn and like the rotten skin, I can see yellow greenish with red streaks going through there. I couldn't see too much of his actual skin color because it was dark and, you know, he had like these kind of capri pants rolled up to like his knees. Pointy like nails, pointy ears. He had like spiky hair. This is like a fashionable demon or something. I don't know. and I was just like not scared. I was just staring at him and he was just staring at me back. So when I'm looking at this angel, when he comes through the window, he kind of stands there for like 2 seconds, run towards the door where the closet door was as well, in that same wall. And the demon kind of like looks and then does like a triple take and looks at the angel. And this angel, I'm going to explain a little bit of the angel, because this angel was, it was crazy because he was so tall. I couldn't see his face. He was kind of like translucent. His like white was like whiter than the wall. It was just, he was so beautiful. And I was like, oh my goodness, what am I watching right now? So then the demon does a triple take and the angel just bolts towards the demon. And the demon's like trying to fight back, but the angel is like pushing him so hard. They go through the wall. And as soon as they go through the wall, I immediately go back to sleep. Like my soul or whatever it was immediately just comes back into my body and I stay asleep for the rest of the night until the next morning. When I wake up to go to school, get ready. I go, my parents have a 2-story house. So I went downstairs. My dad made me a bowl of cereal, sat down at the table. And right when I'm eating my cereal, my dad goes into the shower to take a shower so that he can, you know, take me to school so he can go to work. I kind of look up and I see this female demon walking, and I can see it from the kitchen because the kitchen had like a little like cranny. It's the best way I can explain it. And I see her walking through there with her hands like on her sides, kind of like an Egyptian.
Okay.
I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah, kind of like just like straight down their side.
Yeah, like you know, in the Egyptian depictions, they have like one hand up and the other hand down.
Yeah.
Type kind of thing.
Yep.
Well, she was like that walking through and then walks through the wall. And I have a bowl of cereal in front of me and I have a spoonful of cereal in my mouth and I can feel the milk dripping down my face. Cause I was like, what am I seeing again? Like what's going on? And so then again, this time I was a little more like, whoa, not like frightened, but a little like, at a loss, kind of. And this demon looked almost like the other one I saw the night before, except she was bald. I can tell she was a woman because I can see that she didn't have a shirt on. She had breasts, but I'm not trying to be silly here, but she had like no nipples either.
Okay.
And she also had the capri pants with the same burned skin, the same kind of crackly burnt skin, with red, yellow, greenish stuff through her cracks, streaks through her cracks. This time I could see her actual skin. It was like this blue, greenish tint, kind of like a reptile type. That's how the texture also looked like a little bit as well. And I'm just staring at her while she's walking past the couch, walking in front of me, and walks through the wall. So then as soon as I see that, I'm like, okay, let me go keep eating my cereal. Whatever. It's fine. out of nowhere, I see her appear in front of me. It's like we had a rectangle table and I was sitting at the end of the table looking towards the living room. So she appears on the other side of the table in the chair in front of me. Right then and there. And I was like, what the heck? And the way she was sitting was so weird. It was like when a little kid sits on a chair and they have their feet up. So she was like kneeling on the chair instead of sitting on the chair. And she has her hands on the table, like her elbows on the table, staring at me, head tilted, smiling. And I can see her teeth. I saw the same pointy ears. And that freaked me out. And then she disappears again. And when she disappears, I was like, I'm Spanish. So I was like, Bobby, where are you? Like, what are you doing? Get out of the shower right now. And he's like, yeah, I'm getting out. I'm getting out right now. I'm like, okay. So that's the more detailed demons I have seen throughout my life. Basically throughout my whole life, I've seen shadows, a lot of shadows.
Well,
and
let me ask you real quick before we get away from that whole story, because that really is very fascinating what you just shared. So you're a kid, and how old were you again? I can't remember. Were you seven?
I was like from 7 to maybe 9 or 10.
Okay, so 7 to 9 or 10. All right, so let's just say a 7-year-old kid, you know, you're in your room, and what you just described, you had an out-of-body experience. And
yeah,
you had no idea, and I'm assuming still to this day, you don't have any idea how that happened. It just happened accidentally, right?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So you're having an out-of-body experience, which is crazy in itself. It's like, wow, this is new. And then you see this demon. Now, when you saw the demon, did you think it was a demon when you first saw it? Or was it the equation of seeing the demon along with the angel coming at the demon that made you realize what you were looking at was a demon?
Well, when I first looked at it, I really didn't know what it was. But while I kept staring at it, I was like, oh, so this is a demon. Because I grew up in church all my life. I'm a Christian. And I've heard a whole lot of stories of my mom talking about things that she has seen, seeing people liberated from demons, from people being possessed by demons and stuff like that. So I'm used to it. So when I saw it, I was like, oh, this is a demon. This is how they look like. So at first I didn't, okay. But then after a while, I was like, oh, okay, I know what this is. And I saw the angel and I was like, oh, I definitely know what this is.
How old are you now?
I'm 25 years old.
Okay. So this happened, let's just say, 15 to 20 years ago, roughly.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Roughly, So for the last 15 to 20 years, you've had this experience in the back of your mind. You've had other things happening to you. Now, if I recall correctly, both entities that you saw, one in your bedroom, one in your kitchen, you described them that their skin looked like it was burned.
Yeah, like they were burned. Yeah. Yeah, burned, crackly type skin.
Okay.
The texture.
And so that texture that you saw, do you think that really was a burn, or do you think that was more just the way they were formed?
Well, growing up, I thought that was just the way they were. Like when the Bible talks about, you know, the demons or the angels going out of heaven, God took them out. And, I thought that they just like were in hell and they were burning in hell. And that's why they look like that. But it could be that that's just the way they manifested themselves to look like.
Okay.
When I kept growing up, I was like, oh, maybe that could be it too.
Yeah. This is just a sidetrack, but I just thought of something. You just said about how the angels were kicked out of heaven. And I've been watching all these flat earth videos recently and they're talking about how we can't get through the Van Allen belt because it would burn you up. Maybe that's how they got burned up when they were kicked out of heaven.
I could be it.
Maybe when they were kicked out of heaven, they were falling to earth and they fell through the Van Allen belt.
That's a really good theory.
I'm sorry, I couldn't help myself. I had it. I'm sorry, man. This is so unprofessional.
No, you're fine, man. No, you're good. You're good, man. I like laughing. So.
Oh my lord. Oh my god. Okay.
That's a good one.
So let's do this. Let's talk about our sponsor for this show, Hunt a Killer. They are sponsoring this extra episode for you. And you know what? You can have some fun with friends and family and have fun and laughing and stuff like that, playing this game together, or you could do it solo and take it super serious and feel like you're solving the world's problems by solving these mysteries. Either way works. Either way is fun. But Hunt a Killer is a monthly subscription where you become a detective immersed in a murder mystery. Each month, a fictional serial killer will send you cryptic clues, objects, and letters that you can actually use to solve the crime in real time. It is so interactive and convincing that it looks and feels real. So whether you're with your friends or your family or by yourself, it looks and feels real. So you all will enjoy it, whether you're by yourself or in groups, because Hunt-A-Killer has 60,000 people that have joined the Hunt-A-Killer online community, and they have over 1,000 five-star reviews. You should definitely check out this game right now. And right now, just for our listeners, you can go to huntakiller.com/confessionals for 10% off your first box. They only accept 200 members per day, so hurry and take advantage of this offer. That's huntakiller.com/confessionals for 10% off your first box. huntakiller.com/confessionals. Go get the game, enjoy some time with friends and family, or get serious by yourself and solve the murder mystery.
Hey, it's Kevin Makeley from the film Big Legend, and you're listening to The Confessionals with Tony.
So when you see this demon in your bedroom and you see the angel come in, now you said you didn't see the face, right? Like was it that it had a face, or was it blurred out, or it just didn't, it had a cloak over its face? What do you mean you couldn't see the face?
Well, the weird thing is that I couldn't tell that it had a face, and I knew that it had a face, but for some reason I wasn't being let to see it. Like, it okay. was tall, but it wasn't that it was that tall that I couldn't see the face. It was just that for some reason I couldn't see it. My eyes couldn't go past its shoulders.
Gotcha.
I don't know.
Yeah, my grandfather was in the presence of angels. He didn't see them, but the people who were coming to hurt him did see them. And one of the things that you said about the features of the angel is the same thing my grandfather said, and a lot of people say, which is that they were very tall, very tall. And yeah. How tall would you say the ceilings were in that room?
They're about 8 feet tall.
Okay. Yeah. See, and I feel like, because I've heard them even being up to like 12 feet tall, but you know, it makes sense that if it's in a bedroom, they would change their body to be, you know, the height of the bedroom. But nevertheless, they are very big, very tall, and very yeah. intimidating. And so it's just... Yeah. It's very interesting. Now, one of the things that you mentioned, I think in the email, I'm not sure if you mentioned it here, but let me ask you again, the angel, what was it wearing? Could you describe what it was wearing again?
Well, it was wearing a robe. It was wearing a long robe and sandals, like the kind of sandals that you like wrap up to your calves. That's like the best detail I have of the angel.
So kind of like the old school stuff, you know?
Yeah.
It's funny you say that, because in the beginning of you speaking and talking about the angel, I had a patron, because my patrons are listening while we record, and one of the patrons said that he had seen an angel once, and this before you even described it, and he said that it was wearing a robe. And so I've heard that before, like it's a common thing where angels tend to have these robes on, but not always, because sometimes angels are in our presence and we don't even know it because they look just like us.
Yeah.
It's very interesting. Yeah. It's a very interesting thing. But, you know, it's these demons that you saw and stuff were interesting too, because of first of all, their attire. And it's something that I thought of, and my patrons commented on when you said it sounds like a hipster demon with the rolled up pants and everything. And it's interesting. But the fact that I think you said both of them didn't have shirts on, but the one you could tell was a woman because of the breast, but no nipples. And so mm-hmm. it kind of makes me think of kind of like an avatar almost. Is that kind of how you think of it?
Yeah, I never thought of it that way, but yeah.
Yeah, it's very interesting and stuff. Now, when you're in your bedroom and this thing's smiling at you, how far distance-wise was it from you before the angel had arrived?
So it was about 2 to 3 feet away from me, maybe a little further than that.
All right, so it was pretty darn close to you. You got all these good looks at it and stuff.
Yeah.
And how long were you staring at this thing before the angel showed up?
About 20 seconds. About 20 seconds I was staring at him. We were just having a staring contest. I don't know, but it was it was weird that I couldn't keep my eyes off him.
Well, it's a very interesting story you have there, man. And the fact that this female demon creeps in. And I'm assuming you were by yourself in the kitchen, or were you with other people, but you were the only one that saw this demon?
I was by myself. Yeah, all alone, eating my cereal, my dad in the shower so I get ready for work.
Do you think that if somebody else was there that they would have saw it too? Or is this something that you think that you're the only one seeing?
If somebody was there, maybe, depending on the person that will be with me. It was my mom. She would have definitely seen it. Because the interesting thing about this female demon is that my mom saw the same exact one a few years later.
Yeah, why don't you go into that?
Yeah, so right when I did the blog, you know, you put the blog out. I told my parents, I was like, "Hey, mom, dad, and my story, whatever is on the Confessionals podcast blog." You know, my wife sent him an email, and it's on there. And I showed my brother and everything. So my brother read it, and he read the female demon. He was like, "Yo, you know, mom has seen the same exact demon." And I was like, "Shut up. Like, no, she didn't. Like, really? Are you serious right now?" And he was like, "Yeah." So I'm in my parents' house and I'm waiting for mom to come home from her job. So as soon as she comes in, I'm like, "Mom, tell me this. I've seen this type of demon," and I explained the demon. And then she was like, "Uh-huh." I'm like, "My brother, Emmanuel, he told me that you've seen the same one." And she was like, "Yeah, exactly. The same one you explained. It's the same one that I have seen." And I was like, "That's crazy." Because, like, she told me that she was sleeping on the couch one day and that she kind of woke up and she saw this demon just hovering over her, like, just, like, staring at her, going back and forth with her head, just, like, staring at her from head to toe. And I was like, "Mom, that's crazy."
Yeah, that is crazy. Yeah. I mean, so she sees the same exact thing. Was it in the same house?
It was in the same house, yeah.
So what are your opinions on that? I mean, do you think that this thing might be haunting your house, or is it haunting you guys, or do you and your mom have an ability that most people don't have, and so you guys see these things and you'd be able to see it somewhere else too? I mean, have you ever seen anything outside of the house?
I have. Yes, I have. I haven't seen it in like detail, but I have seen shadows, corner of my eye, sometimes just there. I see the shadow walking by or the shadow just standing there. And yeah, I know what it is now, or at least I think I know. but yeah, that's what I see now. And I've seen it in the house that I am in right now. I've seen it riding my car, just driving my car to work. Or this one time I was in school and I used to walk to my school. And one day I was just walking on the sidewalk and I see this shadow thing in the median. And as soon as it saw me, it just started walking towards me. And right then and then I was like, "God, just please protect me." Like, I started praying. I was like, "Please, I don't want this thing like near me." But yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, you're seeing these things and it's obviously very real to you. At what point did you tell your parents what you saw? I mean, was it something that you told them right away when you were a kid, or did it take years to tell some people?
Oddly, the only person I told when it happened right away was my second oldest brother. Other than that, I never really told my parents anything until I got older, like 20s older. That's when I told them. And yeah, I don't know why I never really told them, but I just didn't.
So this is something that you recently told your family since you're 25 now. I mean, within the last 5 years is when you told your family what you saw.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Was it something, for me, I'm more of a vocal person and it wouldn't be hard, but was it something that's hard for you to talk to your family about? Were you scared to tell them?
I wasn't really scared. It wasn't hard for me to tell them. It's just one of those things where it happened to me and I just kind of never talked about it again.
Well, I mean, I guess everybody reacts to things differently and stuff. So, that's how the cookie crumbles per se. So you have these experiences, you see this, these demons in your house, you see the angels in your house, your mom has seen these things. But I also know that your mom has seen something else as well. And the way it was described to me, that it could have been a possible hat man. What do you think about that? And could you share that story?
Right. So this happened maybe 5 years ago. My mom is a deacon in our church. And other deacons were having kind of a vigil. That's what they call it, a vigil. So they were in church there, like late at night, praying, praising God. And I was in the youth group. So right when the youth ended, I was like, you know what? I'm going to go on the other side. I want to pray. I want to, you know, join in. Why not? I had to wait for her anyway. So I was like, let's go. So we're there, we're praying, we're worshiping God, and then I see my mom sitting in the one of the pews, chilling there, and it looked like it looked like she was just sleeping in the pew, sitting down there. But as soon as she woke up, she kind of woke up abruptly, and I was like, "Mom, are you okay?" She's like, "Yeah, I saw something." I was like, "What? What did you see?" She was like, so I saw this guy, right? And I'm there and I'm like sleeping, but at the same time, I'm not like sleeping. I'm like praying. And then I see this thing coming from the back of the church, from the front, coming in, opening the doors. And she says she saw this tall guy with a hat on and a trench coat walking towards the group. But then, like, at one point, he couldn't get to the group. Like, he would go to the group, but then he backed away and just sat down in one of the pews. And as soon as she said that, as soon as she looked at him, he, like, looked at her and smiled at her. And when he smiled at her, she said that she saw him with a smile from ear to ear, pointy teeth, and that when she did that, she started like rebuking him and telling him like, you gotta go away. And he just got up and walked away. So I don't know if she saw the hat man. I'd be kind of cool. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, there's so many people that have seen this thing out there, and it's just a common thing. Now, whether it's, I mean, I have my suspicions that the topic of Hat Man isn't necessarily the same entity, but just a very similar entity that people are seeing, which is, for whatever reason, some kind of entity with a top hat or a fedora and a trench coat. Well, you definitely said the trench coat. We're not sure. I think you said in the email that you guys aren't sure what kind of hat it was, right?
She said it was a fedora.
Really?
It was fedora type hat.
It's just interesting. Yeah. Like, I don't know if this Hat Man thing is the same entity visiting all these people all over the world, or if it's just this idea of a similar entity that kind of maneuvers itself throughout our existence. I don't know. It's very odd, though, because a lot of people see this thing. And now you just presented another story of somebody being in a church when it happened. Like that happens a lot, man. Like, a lot of people experience a lot of crap that goes down supernaturally and paranormally in churches. It's like a very common thing. And something that I didn't know about until I started this show. And I had all these people messaging me, telling me that they've had these experiences where they were in a church and they literally looked at a demon, or doors were closing, and like hauntings of churches. And it's just something that I never really thought about before. But it's apparently something that's very real.
Yeah, I didn't know it happened either until my wife turned me on to your show. And I've heard a couple of interviews that you have done with people seeing demons in a church. I was surprised too. I was like, whoa, okay.
Yeah, I mean, I've had definitely, I think, two or three episodes where we focused on that alone. And then we had other episodes where people mention it. It's very interesting to me. I mean, it's one of those things where you don't hear people talk about a lot, but until you put yourself in a situation like I'm in now, where people actually do tell you these kind of stories, you're not going to hear people coming around. Nobody walks around saying, oh yeah, my church is haunted. You know, I saw this, that, and the other. Like, nobody talks about it. You know what I mean? It's like nobody's going to talk, you know, because the same reason why you don't walk around telling people what you saw all the time, because you don't want people thinking you're crazy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
How many people have you told? How many people have you told what you saw?
I've told, let's see, here's my wife, my two older brothers. Well, my family, so that's 5, plus my wife, that's 6. My brother-in-law, 7. The ones that I can remember right now, 7. It could be possibly maybe 10.
Okay.
Maybe more.
So it sounds like people that are actually, you know, close to you. You're not just telling, you know, anybody what you're seeing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And I'm sure there's a reason for that. You know what I mean? So
yeah. It's not like I'm going to walk someone and be like, hey, you know, I saw demons this one time.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, you had these experiences, your mom's had these experiences. Do you think that this is something that's hereditary and that's why you can do this? Cause your mom sees these things as well. Or do you think this is just something that maybe it's something to do with your family? Or do you think it's just, you know, by pure chance that your mom and you saw the same thing?
I don't believe it's by pure chance. Also, I'm not sure if it's hereditary. It wouldn't surprise me that it is. I believe God works in mysterious ways. Maybe God's like, hey, I'm going to give you something, the same gift or something like that. What were the other questions you were?
Well, I wasn't sure how you view this. I mean, was it something that you picked up along the way and your mom did too? Or, you know, it's just like, what is your opinion on this? Do you think that this is something that you're able to do because of your mom? Or do you think this is something that is separate from your mom, but your mom has the same abilities? I mean, like, how do you rationalize the fact that you and your mom saw the same exact thing? Is it something that is haunting your house, or is it haunting you guys individually? I mean, how do you broad perspectively view these experiences?
I don't know.
I know. I was just thinking that's a loaded question.
No. I'm glad you asked that though, because it gets me thinking. Because it could be hereditary, like you asked me. I think it's a good possibility that it is. The way that I rationalize it, like, I don't think that it's a haunting per se. I think it's just things that the enemy throws at us to get us out the way, to put things over us. Like, we have a family member that's into like witchcraft, and he's not very liked by us. So I don't know if he's like throwing things to us or like making things up so that my parents get divorced or something. I don't know how these things work, but that's the way I think about it. Basically what I think maybe.
Okay. Yeah. I mean,
tell me.
No, that makes perfect sense. I mean, I don't know. I mean, do you have any kind of relationship with that person in your family? And when, I don't know, like, was there ever a time where you guys had a falling out, and does that time line up at all with the things that you've experienced?
Well, he's my half brother. So all my life, he's been very, very jealous of my mother and us, that his dad, with my dad, didn't get a chance to like grow up with him as much. And in Puerto Rico, there's a lot of people that do witchcraft, and his what they call it, Santeria. And his side of the family, not my dad, but I have brother's mom side of the family, they are really heavily into that. And he's always told the story that, you know, he's 15 years old and that he joined them, and that they gave him a necklace, and he was very happy walking around the street with that necklace, because it now meant that he can do things. And he would tell us all the time that he would do different type of witchcraft stuff and talk to what they call Los Santos, which are the saints, that they say it's dead people that talk to them, and that they go up to him and he goes up to them and says, hey, you know, I want this person to be divorced, or I want this thing to happen, this people, I want you to give this person love. Because at one point he did live with us. He lived with us in a couple occasions. Every occasion ended up badly. And the last time he did, we were much older. I was almost turning 20 and my other brothers were already, you know, 20 years old. So, yeah, at that time, he said that, you know, he converted and he got with God and he was with Jesus and things were fine. And he wanted to move from Puerto Rico back to Orlando so he can have a peace of mind. But I guess, you know, it didn't work out. And I guess his past, you know, started troubling him. And he, you know, did a relapse. And he, like, had a big fight with my dad and my mom at that time. And, like, everything he would do, he, like, at that time of my life, things were chaotic. Especially when he was there. Like, my brothers and I don't hate him. We love him to death. He's still our brother. And it just sucked that things happened the way it did. And, like, at that time, my dad would fight with me all the time. He would fight with my mom all the time. Like, in a like very bad, like, he wouldn't hurt, like, punches or anything like that. But, like, the way he, like, portrayed himself and the way he, like, talked and screamed and stuff, we're just like, this is not normal. And we knew that it stemmed from my half brother, because at that time he's like, yeah, I'm going to church. But then he, as soon as he got here, he didn't go to church. He went to church a couple times, but he didn't, well, he wasn't there fully, you know, to later to find out that before he came to Orlando from Puerto Rico, he had a big relapse and he started doing Santeria again. So I'm like, why did he come here then? Was it for a peace of mind or was it to destroy my family? I don't know. I just put it in God's hands. So I don't know if it's that. That's why, you know, I've seen the demons and God was like, hey, you know, there's these things around here, pray, or it's just something that I just saw to see, or something that God wanted me to see. I'm not sure on that.
Well, I understand that. I mean, there's a lot of deep issues there when it comes to, you know, the whole idea of clashing between the actual family itself. I mean, between you and him and things like that. But, you know, before we roll out of here, I was wondering if you would share the idea, and I'm not sure if there's actual specific stories, but I know you've been experiencing sleep paralysis. Have you experienced that recently, or is this something that's been going on for a while?
Yeah, I've had a lot of occasions of sleep paralysis. It's happened to me since I was a kid. And yeah, something that I always like went through. It has happened to me recently, not like in, you know, days or months, but like in the beginning of the year type recent. But I don't really see anything. Sometimes I go through it and I can't move and I'm trying to speak, I'm trying to yell. And sometimes the only thing that comes that I think of is just to say Jesus a lot. Like I said, I grew up in church. That's all I know. So that's the thing that comes to my mind when I get to sleep paralysis. And a lot of the times when I do that, I just snap out of it. Sometimes I'm in the sleep paralysis state and I can hear things. Sometimes see like some little shadows. Sometimes I'm dreaming during sleep paralysis. I don't know if that happens to anybody, but sometimes that happens to me. I know that some sleep paralysis stories are a little different than others. But I don't know if that's just like unique to me or other people do the same thing. I don't know. But yeah, usually now when my wife hears me in sleep paralysis, because when I'm in that state, I start breathing in heavily and I'm like, and then she's like, wake up, man, wake up. And she's like pushing me, like shaking me, like, wake up, man. I'm like, oh, thank you, babe. I don't want to go through that again. But yeah.
That's interesting stuff, man. I know there's a lot of people that, you know, experience sleep paralysis, and it's just, I don't know. I find it interesting. I don't think I've experienced it. And, you know, everybody has their own little different twist to, you know, what their experience was. So, I just find it interesting, man. I do find it interesting. And I think you said you know, your wife has seen you experiencing it. So that's another little twist to it and stuff. But I don't know, man, you got some stuff going on in your life. Get yourself figured out, man. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely, man.
No, but I'll tell you what, man, I wouldn't trade shoes with you in a heart. I mean, seriously, I as a kid and stuff, dealing with that and seeing what you saw, I don't know. It would scar me. So maybe there's a reason why I haven't seen a whole lot of things, so I can host a show without being scared, you know? So,
yeah.
But yeah, man, I appreciate you being on here tonight with me, man. And, I'll definitely, look forward to any emails that I get from you guys with new experiences.
Always, always. Thank you for having me on the show.
All right, brother. Take care. Well, that's the show, everybody. I really hope you enjoyed it. And if you did enjoy it, there are three things you can do to help support the show. One, go to iTunes and leave a 5-star rating and review. Two, go to patreon.com/theconfessionals. That's patreon.com/theconfessionals and sign up to become a patron to help support the show. And three, you can go ahead and share the link to the show that you're listening to right now around social media. That will help expose the show to an audience that didn't know about the show beforehand. And until next week, friends, stay safe, take care, and remember, the truth will set you free, but first it will piss you off. Bye.
You want to know how I got these scars? My father kicked me out of heaven, actually. And as I was falling through space and time, I fell through the Van Allen belt. And it burned me. It burned me very good. I barely survived. But here I am, alive, with scars. Do you have scars? Would you like some?
At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.